are back. 9:12 here. This hot, muggy morning in the Twin Towns. 4 below right now. Got some crazy wind chills going on out there, too. Be aware of that. And also the fact that we've got some slick road conditions out there, too. Streets and highways and our sidewalks, too. Well, you love Christmas. You love Christmas music. You love to be inspired. And you love to have your soul move. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got the hookup, and it's coming up this weekend. I'm talking about Great, Great Christmas Cantata going on. I have Jana Burt and Ken Loken in. Two good friends in the studio this morning. Folks, welcome in. Good to see you
good
both.
Good morning. What an interesting introduction, a hookup.
It is a hookup.
Yeah, that's...
hookup to the holidays.
There you go. I like it.
A little interesting play on words.
Yeah.
And folks, I got to tell you, I was rehearsing with this group last night. And talk about a moving, moving experience with this cantata. This is going to be presented Saturday and Sunday out at NDSCS at the Bremer Bank Theater in the Stern Cultural Center. And I am so excited for this. I'm doing the narration. I can't thank you two enough for bringing me on board for this because I just, again, it is so moving. So tell us a little bit about the cantata. Where did this all start? First of all, how many years have you two been doing this?
We were just counting, right?
27. Well, we started in 1995.
Yeah, so I think this is our 27th
year.
The humble beginnings of a piano player and a choir director. And I think there was 14
choir members
and we just, you know, it kind of just grew from there. But, you know, I was thinking about it because we didn't get to do it last year. No. You know, there were so many things that have been taken from us for that year. But there is so much energy this year around. And I think it might be the anticipation because we took the year off to
that could be.
Bring it back. And
what I'm impressed with, though, watching both of you is this infectious passion that you both have for what you're doing. And listening to you play, Jana, Ken, watching you lead this orchestra and just the movement and the passion that you have for this and how you just bring it out of your singers and how it comes out in song is amazing. And that's credit to both of you. So kudos.
Well, and all I do is stand up there and raise my hand. And I have complete trust in Jana at the piano. Mm-hmm. You know, we've developed that intuitive thought process or connection,
right?
That I can be up here and know that she's over there. I mean, working with her all these years has been just a treat. And who'd have thought such humble beginnings back in 1995 when we presented this basically as part of the morning worship service.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's grown into a community event with this year a 65-voice choir and a 30-piece orchestra and the wonderful performance venue at Science School, you know, the Bremer Bank Theater and the Cultural Center. Not a bad seat in the house. And I tell you what, you referenced last night, I was at tears several times.
Yeah.
And when we got home, Annette, my wife in the alto section, said she heard snivel. I mean, it's one of those that it should move you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a story that should move us, especially now when we're dealing with some pretty dark things going on in the world. And we need that light. We mm-hmm. need that hope. We need that reassurance that we are blessed with a Savior who knows more about us than we really know about ourselves, I guess.
What is the line, surpasses all understanding, I think?
It's the Norwegian version, you know, lutefisk is the piece of cod that passes all human understanding.
Oh, I see. I knew we were going to go on this crazy off-ramp here.
Sorry.
Tell us a little bit, talk a little bit about this composition and the musical composition to this, because there's a great backstory
there
to it.
There is. You know, what's fun this year is that there's going to be some firsts. We have commissioned, I think that's the right terminology, a former Concordia Orchestra member, and I think he was in band, actually, but has been in our cantata orchestra for a number of years, and you've actually maybe seen him up on stage because he helped us one year rewrite Joy to the World for an orchestra piece. And so Kent reached out to him. He is now a graduate of Concordia and is actually taking on a role in a profession where he is actually writing and what's the right terminology? Orchestrating, composing. Yep. There you go. So Kent reached out and through a grant through our Richland-Wilkin Community Foundation, we were able to hire him to actually pull together this year's cantata, O Come All Ye Faithful. So, Kent, you can tell him about the special piece that he wrote.
Well, Yeah, we didn't give him enough time to write a complete cantata. So what we did is we have him, he's arranged three of the carols in there. And like I told you last night, you're not going to see this one coming. It will come all ye faithful. Oh. There's a whole new twist to it, but it's still, it maintains the integrity of the original version.
It certainly does.
But Paul has had the opportunity to create, for the first time in his repertoire, a piece for choir and orchestra. And it kind of ends the cantata. It's called Look to Christ. And that's exactly the message that we want to make sure that we bring to the people, is that there's despair, there's anger, there's, you know, angst amongst us. Mm-hmm. So, but look to Christ. And even the very first time that the choir sang through it, you could see tears in the eyes of, I mean, it's just one of those that the words are so compelling. He wrote the words first, and then he created the melody that went along with it, and then he orchestrated it. And he has done it so beautifully and so passionately, and the words leading into it spoken so eloquently. It's going to, and we know that, bring our choir members to tears.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it's going to be.
Did you know from the beginning, you two, this time around and this year, almost right from the start, that you had a hold of something special?
Yeah.
That it was going to be a little different than years past?
We started meeting, was it this summer? Early summer, probably.
Yeah, back in May, late May.
And it was Kent and his wife Annette and his daughter Christina and I and Paul. And just started brainstorming. And, you know, as it came together, it was pretty fragmented for quite a while. But, you know, then it just started coming together, and then the orchestration, and then pretty soon the narration comes along, and then our narrator comes along, and then you start to sing it. And now it's just become, oh, wow, this is unbelievable. It was written and composed for us.
It was,
for our community.
Truly.
And it'll be the first time that we're gonna hear it. So
talk a little bit about the moving parts. That because I was trying to picture this in my head last night, listening to the choir sing. It isn't going to be just be voices. There's going to be orchestration to this, like you mentioned, the narration to this too. There's going to be a lot of stuff. Talk about the moving parts that all come together to make this up.
Well, one of the themes that we wanted to make sure we dwelt on was the faithfulness, you know, the faithfulness of our choir members over the years. And we also wanted to dwell on the theme of the shepherds. You know, now you've seen, you've heard the message from the angels, go and you will find a babe.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you have seen, go and tell.
Mm-hmm.
So our moving parts are, we have the orchestra that at the very beginning does a prelude. And again, Paul has composed this using melodies that are actually not found within the cantata itself, but in the way he has laid that out, they tell the same story. So you've got that moving part. And finding the people to be in the orchestra is always a joy to me when they respond so enthusiastically. Absolutely, I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
It blesses them as much as, or even more than it blesses us and our choir members to have a 30-piece orchestra. And then the narration, that again sort of tied the story together from the Old Testament, where the people are waiting for God to bring this Messiah, this Savior. They're waiting, and they're faithful, and they're patient. It takes it from that up to the birth, and then to the announcement, and then to the shepherds going and telling. And, of course, back then, you couldn't just go to a Facebook page and hit share.
No.
You actually had to walk someplace amongst the people, you know, to go and tell.
And explain a little bit, too, and talk a little bit about the narration piece. Because when I got this, I read through it, and I've read I don't know how many scripts in my lifetime. And there are some things that just flow. And then there are other words, and there are other things that people write that have a tendency to fight with you. But I noticed with this, with the narration, it is so smooth, and it rolls so smooth off the tongue. How did this narration come about? Because this has been a group effort too, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yes. Well, some of the pieces have been taken from previous cantatas, and as we looked at some of the narration from those, you know, taking bits and pieces, borrowing, if so to speak, excuse me, but then putting it into the hands and fingers of my daughter, Christina, who really wanted to be a wordsmith on this, and bringing it together, first we had the sequence of songs, mm-hmm. which told the story from Old Testament to, you know, and then to tie that together with the narration and make sure that the words that were included in the narration led very thoughtfully into the song that was coming up. And, yeah, again, the whole process was just, I don't know, we were guided. We had guidance.
And I always say, you know, sometimes you read things, and Jana, we're going to get to your book on Thursday, because that's another example of things that are written from the heart as opposed to writing from the head.
Yeah.
You know, and I've read a lot of people that you know, write from their head. When you write from the heart, and that's right where this narration comes from. And I prayed to God last night, just get through it without breaking down. But hearing the voices and hearing the music, too. Kent, what does that do for you, too? Because I noticed, and both of you being co-directors on this, too, when I look out at these singers, I've never seen so many happy expressions on faces in my life. What does that do for you when you see that?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe somebody in the choir can respond to that, because apparently I have a way of expressing myself through my outward appearance. And
I've got a few pictures if you'd like to see them.
Truly, yes,
I
definitely.
Should maybe start sharing those socially this year. You want to come and see a dramatic?
Yes.
Of course, the audience doesn't get to see you, yeah.
Nope.
But yeah. We had our friend Scott Martheller that used to show up a lot and take pictures, and he caught some very, very once-in-a-lifetime moments with Kent and his expressions.
Animated.
Yeah.
And part of it, too, is knowing the people. You know, they're not just, I mean, I know each and every one of those people.
Sure.
We've had an opportunity to work with several of them for many, many years, and they come back. By the way, this year we have 18 new voices.
Wow.
Which is quite impressive and amazing. We always say reach out to people that you think might want to come and sing,
mm-hmm.
but to get that many that are just excited about, hey, I've heard, how do I audition for the, you know, just come and sing.
Sure.
If you love to sing, you know, you have a passion for singing, and praise God, I said, we welcome you.
Now, let's talk about this. The concert, the cantata, will be this Saturday. At 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at the Bremer Bank Theater inside of the Stearns Cultural Center. So 7 o'clock. My understanding is the mask mandate has been lifted at Science School. So people would be encouraged if they so choose. It's very, very okay to wear a mask, but not required. We're expecting a full house on Saturday night, and then Sunday we'll do the repeat performance again at 2 o'clock. So it's great, and these orchestra members are coming to town. They're going to stay with families. There's a group of them that are going to be fed, and they're going to just submerse themselves into our community for a good 36 to 48 hours, and it's going to be a treat.
And as far as admission to this is a free will donation?
It is a free will offering. We take a free will offering, and we've done this for a number of years, but boy, has it grown the last couple of years, because we have found some ways to help with our costs and some of our overhead. And so I think last year we were over $10,000.
We
were over $12,000 last year.
Fantastic.
That we gave to the food backpack program, and that is the same program that we're going to they count on us, we count on them, and it's a great partnership. And Lori Drulo and the group over there are so appreciative. So it's a great year to give back when you're sitting there listening to that story. So
definitely.
That's why we've gone with no price ticket. It's priceless.
Christmas magic, and this is going to be an amazing event. I'm excited about it. Folks out there listening, you get excited about it, too. This will definitely get you into the holiday spirit. If you missed any of this interview, it's going to be up on podcast on our website later on this afternoon. So you can go back and listen to it again, get more details. Jana, Kent, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to be talking about this all week.
That'd be awesome.
And
yeah,
Jana, we'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds good.
Got to talk about Finding Norm,
we'll switch
your book.
Gears, that's all right.
We will definitely do that.
Thank you so much, Bill, my friends.
9:26. Right. Here are the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
i3G Media is seeking a self-motivated radio sales candidate for our Fargo location. Radio sales is ideal for a person interested in working with a variety of different businesses. Radio sales is perfect for people who are organized, have a positive attitude, and enjoy having a job where no day is the same.